Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Amud Chasam and Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Amud Chasam and Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Misha Baba Derech, a person who came back from traveling, while he was on the road, he didn't have with him a lulav, so he hasn't yet been mekayim the mitzvah of arbaminim. So says the Mishnah, when he gets to his house, yitel al shulchanai. You should take it from his table, which we'll see in the Gemara means that even if he starts eating already, he has to be mafsik, he has to stop what he's doing and shake the arbaminim. Loi natal shachris, says the Mishnah nu alacha. Also, in general, if a person didn't shake arbaminim in the morning, so yitol bein arbayim, he could still continue and shake it in the afternoon, shekol hayoyim kasher lulav. Because the whole day is kasher to be mekayim the mitzvah. Really, al zrizim makdimin la mitzvah, a person should try to be mekayim the mitzvah early in the morning, but lamaisa, the whole day is kasher. So now says the Gemara, Amrin nait la'al shulchana. You mentioned the fact that you have to take it on your table, from the table, l'meimer de mafsek, which is the chayra coming to tell us that you even have to stop in the middle of your suda in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. Well, fact the Gemara, many, we learned elsewhere in Mesach HaShabbos, a Mishnah that's discussing davening mincha, it says, mischilu ein mafsikin. It says that once you started eating or doing some other certain other activities, you don't have to stop in order to daven mincha, even though it already reached the time to daven mincha. You don't have to stop. So we have a stira. Our Mishnah by Sukkah seems to say you do have to stop for arbaminim. And the Mishnah by, when it comes to mincha, says you don't have to stop. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Safra Leikasha. It's not a stira. Hadika shahis b'yoyim, hadaleka shahis b'yoyim. One Mishnah, the Mishnah in Shabbos, is talking about where you'll have time afterwards to daven mincha. So therefore, you could finish the suda and then daven after. The Mishnah over here in Sukkah is discussing a case where you're not going to have time to shake the arbaminim after you finish your suda. So therefore, you have to stop your suda right now to be mekayim the mitzvah of arbaminim. Says the Gemara, though, Amar Rava. Rava asked, "My kasha, why did Rav Safra feel the need to answer this kasha? It doesn't seem to be a stira. Duma hada raisa hada rabbanon. It would seem obvious that you could be mechalik between arbaminim, which is the raisa, so therefore you have to be mafsik, and tefila, which is only the rabbanon, or at least the zman tefila is only the rabbanon, and therefore you don't have to be mafsik." Elo Amar Rava. Rather, Rava says, "I kasha ha kasha. It must be that the kasha that Rav Safra was coming to answer was really the following kasha. That the Mishnah says, it says you have to take it off the table, Alma the mafsik, which is mashma, you have to stop what you're doing, and you even have to be mafsik to be mekayim the mitzvah of arbaminim. But then the Mishnah says, v'hadar tani, loy natal shachers, yito ben arbayim. Says, if you didn't take it in the morning, so take it in the afternoon. Alma loy mafsik, that has the mashma. He said, you don't have to stop what you're doing. That whenever you get the chance to in the afternoon, you can be mekayim the mitzvah. And on that, Amar Rav Safra, what Safra was saying, the Laikasha, that it's not a stira. The ratio of the Mishnah is talking about where you're not going to have time after the suda to be mekayim the mitzvah. So therefore, you have to stop the suda in the middle to be mekayim the mitzvah. The safe of the Mishnah is discussing a case where you do have time, and therefore you could do whatever it is that you're doing, and you could be mekayim the mitzvah at some point in the afternoon. However, I'm Reb Zeber. Reb Zeber says, "My kushya, I still don't understand why that's so schwer that we needed Reb Safra's teretz. Dama mitzvah lafsuke. Maybe the Mishnah just means to say in the ratio that you're supposed to stop. Ah, the seifa means to say the eloi pasuk that if you didn't stop, so yito ben arbaim, so you should take it at some point in the afternoon. Shekola yoyim kasher lulula because the ma'isa the whole day is kasher. So there's no stira between the ratio of the Mishnah and the seifa. So we still have schwer. So what kasha was Rav Safra coming to answer? So Elam Rav Zero Lo'ilam Kedamin and Meikara. Rather, it's like we originally said, that Rav Safra was answering the stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah and Shabbos. That our Mishnah says that you have to be mafsik, and the Mishnah and Shabbos says with regards to mincha that you don't have to be mafsik. V'dekashalach, that which you asked, Hadaraisa Hadarabanon, that arbaminim is the raisa, and therefore maybe that's why you have to be mafsik, as opposed to mincha, which is the rabbanon. Hacha biyomtiv sheni the rabbanon askinan. It's not true. Here in our Mishnah, we're not discussing the first day of Sukkot, where arbaminim is the raisa. We're discussing chol hamoed, where arbaminim is only the rabbanon, and therefore it is a stira between the halacha of mincha and the halacha of arbaminim, and we needed Rav Safra's teretz. Dekanami, and I'll prove it to you that our mission is discussing Chol HaMoed, which is, on Chol HaMoed, Arba Minim is only Midrabanan. Midekatani, from that which the Mishnah said, Misha Baba Derech, Vein Biyad Lulav. It said a person who came back from traveling on the road. Now, Deisakadaitach Biyamtav Rishon, if you're going to say that we're talking about on Yantav itself, so Mishari is a motor to be traveling on the road, which the Ritva says, Bamina Derech, Minastam, is Mashma even outside the Tchum. So on Yantav Rishon, you're not allowed to be outside the Tchum. You're not allowed to travel past the Tchum. Rather, it must be that we're talking about Chol HaMoed. If we're talking about Chol HaMoed, so Arba Minim is only the Rabbanan, and yet still we see the Mishnah says you have to be Mafsik. So we had a steer between this Mishnah and the Mishnah on Shabbos, and we needed to come on to Rav Safra's Teretz. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Misha Haya Eved or Ishoi Katan Makran Isai. So the Meiri explains, once we had in the previous Mishnah the halachas of shaking the lulav during Hallel, we mentioned Hallel, so now we have a Mishnah discussing halachas that are related to Hallel, not related to Sukkot, but they're halachas of Hallel. So says the Mishnah, Misha Haya Eved or Ishoi Katan Makran Isai. If a person had an Eved or an Isho or a Katan who are not Chayiv in Hallel, but he had them read Hallel for him, so Aina Achareihem Mashein Oimrim. So he has to repeat after them whatever they say. He can't be Yotzer B'Shomei Kaina because they're not Mechuyev, but he has to repeat whatever they say. And says the Mishnah, V'tavulay Me'era. But he also gets a curse for not knowing how to read Hallel on his own, or for knowing and having these people read for him, Rashi says. Imaya Gadol Makra Isai, if he had a Gadol read Hallel for him, so then Aina Achra Valuluka. So he doesn't have to repeat what he says, he could be Yotzer B'Shomei Kaina, but after every sentence that the Gadol says, so the Tzibur responds, Halleluka. Makam Shanagu Lichbo Yichbo, in a place where the meaning is to repeat certain psukim, so you should repeat them. Livsha Yivshay, to say a pasuk one time, so say it one time. Levarich Yivarich, to make a bracha at the end of Hallel, so you should make a bracha. Hakol Kaminaga Medina, do everything the way the meaning is. So now we mentioned in the Mishnah that if a person doesn't want to read Hallel, and he has someone like an Eved, Isha, or Katan read for him, so he gets a curse. So on that note, says the Gemara, a similar din with regards to Birchas HaMazon. The Tanur Rabbanon, Be'emes Amru, in truth they said, that Ben Mevarech L'Aviv, Ve'Eved Mevarech L'Rabbi, Ve'Isha Mevareches L'Bailo. That a son could be Mevari Birchas HaMazon and be Maitzi his father, and Eved for his master, and a wife for her husband. The Gemara Brachai says we're talking about a case where the man only ate a shear that's chayiv and benching midrabanan. So therefore he could have these people that are chayiv midrabanan be maitzi him in birchas hamazon. Aval amru chachavim tava me'eru la'adam she'ishto yubana mevarchin lai. However, he gets a curse for not knowing how to do it himself, or for knowing how to do it himself and having his son or his wife bench for him, so he gets a curse. Like we had before by Hallel, so the Gemara brings a similar din with regards to birchas hamazon.